love this. That is Shape of You. It is free radio, right? 8:06. Morning, Birmingham, Hampshire. Hope you're good. Highs of 10 today. It's going to be a mild one. Really mild as well. Although, if you want some snow, it is incoming. We're supposed to be getting it by the weekend. So we keep banging on about Ed Sheeran. He's got number one and number two in the big top 40 at the moment. Naomi and I, we went down to that there London to go and have a little chat with him yesterday to find out what he had to say for himself.
We are here with the one, the only Ed Sheeran.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, Mr. Sheeran, well, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Back on the, has it been a year? A year, more than a year?
More than a year, yeah. I mean, I left, my final show was in New Zealand 2013. No, not 2013, December 13th.
Right, okay.
2016.
15.
Wait. 15. Yeah, 15.
So it's been a 2 week break.
My timeline.
It's been an intense time, hasn't it? It's been an intense time.
My timeline's completely warped.
And talk about Back with a Bang, because number one, number two, debut, straight in, which is the first time that's happened, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think, so, like, there's loads of things that people are like, you're the biggest in this. This is the first time it's happened in that. So, and then the moment I say it, someone's like, well, actually, Craig David in 2000. So, like, I just don't say anything anymore. I hear every now and then, like, my mates or my mates' mates telling me, but I haven't got a phone anymore, so I haven't been...
Yeah, no phone.
Well, I bought an iPad and I'm on email for people that want to reach me, but...
But you did, like, a year out. You went, I'm not doing any of it.
But now I'm back, because I spent a whole year doing it and I don't really want to do it anymore. Because I just don't... I don't like being constantly being able to be reached. I like living my life without having loads of people wanting stuff from me, so I'm just like...
What do you do with your hands? I've just got used to having...
Yeah, well, I mean, it was about what did I do with my brain, because I remember the first time I was early in the pub to see a mate, and I was just there being like... What do I do? What?
Where do
there's
I look?
nothing to flick through. I don't know what to.
Yeah.
And then my brain suddenly switched on, and then I just started thinking about things, and I was like, oh, well, I can do stuff this way, and it's nice that I'm doing this, and blah blah blah. And I just started thinking about things, and then before you know it, your mates turned up, and it's fine. Which is like we're all from a generation where like we were all in the stage of standing and waiting for people thinking rather than standing and waiting for people.
It's true, isn't it? The one thing I think I'd miss the most if I was to get rid of my phone, I have this thing. It's called a nervous pullout. Sounds a bit weird, but it's like, you know, for example, I can deliberate quite a lot. So I'm in the supermarket. I can't decide which, I don't know, chicken I'm going to get. I'm going to get the, you know, the organic one or the cheap Tesco value one. And I'm staring at them a little bit too long. Suddenly I become aware that the same person from the shops walked past me three or four times. I don't want to be the bold weirdo who goes to supermarkets and stares at chickens. Nervous pullout, whip out your phone, flick onto silent, pretend to phone my wife. Which one was it you wanted again? If I didn't have that, see, this is the reason why I'd probably keep...
It makes you a better person. That's what Ed's saying. It will make you a better human.
No, but I'm not saying you can't have a phone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have a phone to do your nervous pullout. But I'm just saying...
I'm it something different.
I'm so for being addicted to phones, and I love flicking through Instagram and flicking through Facebook, but it just doesn't make me a better person.
Not
but also, you find
myself.
Yourself caring about people you never met's life. Like, I'll be on the Sun website or something like that, because they've written a story about me, and then just be like, oh, I wonder what so-and-so from Only Wears Essex is up today, and then you just start reading these stories, and you're like, oh, wow, well, how did they get up to that? And you're like, why do I care?
Right, more from Mr. Sheeran after this. When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. Otherwise known as Ed Sheeran, that's Castle on the Hill. Spoke to him yesterday, just heard part one. If you tuned in on the back end of that, you'll be able to hear the whole thing up on our website, Facebook, social media, all of that a little bit later on. By the way, if you like Ed Sheeran, out of those two new singles, that one's his favourite, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's plenty more to come from our chat with him.
Yeah, Naomi decided, because, you know, there's a stereotype that redheads don't tan very easily.
Well, you were saying before you went down, you were like, I don't need to fake tan for this one because I know that Ed Sheeran will be paler than me. So don't make out that this is all on me.
So we thought, shall we see how that question will go down with him? And he handled it all right, didn't he?
I just thought as a pasty person in the public eye,
yeah,
he might have been made to fake tan or bronze at some point. Now I wanted to find out about it.
We will find out exactly what he thought to that, plus everything else coming on in just a moment. This is Free Radio.
Free Radio.
Calvin Harris and Disciples, How Deep Is Your Love? Great song. 8:22, this is Free Radio. It's Birmingham. I hope you are well. Highs of 10, mild one today. Snow maybe towards the end of the week. You'll be able to hear the whole thing online a little bit later on our website, also our social media. What am I talking about? Well, Ed Sheeran, Naomi and me, we went to London yesterday. A little chat, really nice.
So nice.
Little chats. Part one we've already played. And yeah, let's find out what else he had to say for himself.
Obviously, now you are back, you're back in the public eye. I want to ask you a question, purely based on the fact that I nearly had an error with this. Have you ever fake tanned, or has anyone tried to persuade you to fake tan?
No, I did. I filmed for a TV show recently, and like an acting job, and they painted my eyebrows on, which is quite a... Like, I have eyebrows, you just can't really see them. They're really, really, really blonde.
And how did you enjoy
you're
that?
At them now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I can't really see them because the glasses... I mean, they are like... Blonde. They're like invisible eyebrows.
So, like, that was the time where it wasn't fake tan, but like someone was like physically painting on my eyebrows, which is. But no, I don't think I can get away with fake tan. I've seen some memes though of me when I was on a holiday topless, and the meme was Ed Sheeran's skin is brighter than your future.
So we're gonna play a game. It's called Shape of You.
Cool.
I have a blindfold in my bag.
No one plays.
Ed, if you'd like to pop on the blindfold, we're going to give you some items, and you have to tell us from the shape of them what you think the item is.
There's an album cover right there.
One of them isn't a rampant rabbit.
I mean, I really want to take a photo of you with this on. Hang on, Dan, can you pass this?
Sure. There we go. That's the number one. There you go.
Okay. So, can you just describe what you can feel?
Is this a
oh my god, no! Would we?
It's a lipstick case.
It's a lipstick, correct. One out of one. Okay. Next item. This photo I feel is going to be viral.
This is a aubergine.
Yes, it is aubergine.
All right.
Right, here we go. Last one, right?
Last one. What can you feel in your hands?
Your head.
Damn it. That was our idea.
Dan Kelly's bald hair.
To begin with...
She thought it might feel a little bit like an aubergine.
It felt... No, but it was the heat coming off it. I was like, oh, that's like... And then I realised it was your head.
Was it sweaty?
Is that your personal one?
It is. You can keep it if you'd like.
Ed Sheeran. Pleasure, sir. Best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
And we hope to see you again very soon. Maybe get back at Free Radio Live towards the end of the year if we
love
that. It'll be immense.
I'd love that.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So there you go. The whole thing. If you want to hear the whole thing, freeradio.co.uk. That was so strange. Put my head in his hands.
Also, he wasn't asking if that was Dan Kelly's personal head. He had an eye mask on that was my, like it's like a sleep mask thing. If you want to see the picture of Ed in the mask with the aubergine and check out the interview, it's all online.
Yeah, actually, we're talking about it off air. Like, I think it said it might make a good future album cover.
What, him and the... Yeah. He looks so happy holding the aubergine, though. That's my favourite bit about it. His little face looks so happy.
Very true. I've never seen a gentleman looking so happy to be holding a vegetable. And that was the story...
Whilst blindfolded.
Mm-hmm. And that was the story of Ed Sheeran or maybe someone's weird weekend Saturday night. But yeah, there he is. Whole thing's online. Right now, I'm free. Ollie Murs.